You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information. The views and opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent those of the network, its advertisers, owners, or sponsors.
What up, though? We back at it again. It's your boy, Detroit Debo.
MF and Jen, and this is
the Unwrapped Podcast, man. So, you know, it's been a good day. But a rough day.
Yeah. It's
you know what I'm saying?
It's one of those days that you smile through because it's like, you know.
It's one of those days you smile to while sipping down some good whiskey.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, it's like you have a drink and you accept everything for what it is, but you still had a drink because you still gotta knock that edge off, man.
Yeah, man. It's a good day though, man. I ain't even gonna, you know, you gotta take the good with the bad. So
yeah, the sun is shining and shit, dogs barking.
I know we kinda like tiptoeing around. I know y'all gonna be like, dang, well, what's going on? But we ain't even gonna touch on that, man. Y'all look, it'll come to light. But you know, yesterday was hip hop's birthday.
Yep.
Which is good. We should have bought them a cake and cut it today, but
yo, but,
no shots fired. But
the context is so ill.
But no, we should have got them a cake, man. For those of you who don't know and not familiar, hip hop was actually, you could say, born and conceived in like 1973. So it's been around for some years.
73? I thought it was 72.
1973. And it was like a back to school party that Kool Herc had put together.
Yep. That much I do know.
So, yeah, man. So, you know, today, fast forward 2018, and we have 6ix9ine.
What a time to be alive.
Hey, man, pass me that bell, man. We're going to put this bell right here because
it's going to be a part of the show, a lot
of bell ringing today, man.
Yeah, so, you know what I'm saying, since we're talking about
Hold on. Before we move forward, too, shout out to Randy, our substitute engineer.
Yeah, man. Randy was enjoying. I'm going to let you go.
He was enjoying life, and then he had to come.
There was a little scheduling snafu, so I was sipping some Crown and Coke 10 minutes before the show was supposed to start.
That's what I was talking about.
Passed the drink off to a friend and drove over here as fast as I could. And
So our engineer, he and his
show
dad.
Started.
Yeah, all right. So, yeah, man, so that's where we at. Yesterday was Hip Hop's birthday. You know, every year, you know, when that day comes, I like to sit back and just reflect on like all of the lives that hip hop has saved and, you know, changed. Opened doors. You know, yeah. So yeah. It's a good thing, man. You know, despite the many lives that probably been lost. You know what I'm saying?
To
the
same thing. Yeah.
But we're gonna focus on the positive, man.
Right.
We're gonna focus on the positive. So that's been good.
That's kind of raw or kind of backwards because we're going to dig into the competitive nature.
Right. Right. And that's, you know, leading to that is just, you know, hip hop, the whole competitive thing has always been a part of hip hop. You know what I'm saying? Like, even back in the day, we're going to talk about Kool Herc and Red Alerts and Grandmaster Flash, all of them, like, it was competitive. It was still competitive, but it was unified at the same time.
Yeah, because it wasn't competitive in the sense that when I see you, I want to take your head off. It was competitive in the sense that everybody wants to be the best at what they're doing. Everybody wants to perfect their sound. Everybody wants to get better at their craft.
Right, know? Right, right.
Still
right.
Sharp and still. If we got one whack person in this, you know what I'm saying? The chain is only as strong as its weakest link.
Yeah.
You know, so that's really what it was.
And it was more so like they really understood, like, in order for us to really put on and like turn this into a respected genre, we need to come together and like the stars need to shine together. You know what I'm saying? So back then, I feel like it was much more unified. I mean, beefing.
Beefs definitely still existed.
But I'm talking about like, the beef back then was competition.
Yeah, no, it was,
you know,
like,
what I'm saying?
It
like,
was a rap battle, a real rap battle. Like, we're going to see who got the better lyrics.
Right.
Now it's like, you really could potentially lose your life.
You know what I'm saying? Then right after the battle, they'll probably go get a cold cut from the deli shop, whatever. You know, because that's what's popping down there, I guess. You know what I'm saying? Deli sandwich.
I'm not from New York.
Saying. Don't quote me. I don't want y'all to. But I mean, you know.
What if a bunch of New Yorkers was like, we don't fuck with deli sandwiches?
You know what I'm saying? Oh, no. I know what y'all do mess with. Y'all mess with the chicken wings from the Chinese spot. So maybe y'all went and got
what?
That. Yeah. Look it up, bro. All
right.
They like, see, you like, what? Because here, we would never.
Right. You know what I'm saying? They don't even sound.
It don't. Exactly.
It don't feel right, you know.
But it must slap because they mess with it, dog.
Maybe. Maybe.
Yeah, yeah. I want to try it. But it ain't no chili cheese fries, but you know.
Oh, well, that's the one thing we do got, Coney's, man. But we digress, though. Getting back to, you know, the competitive nature of hip-hop, that kind of brings me to the question, because we've seen, like, things change over the years. Like, a lot of, I'll say, towards, like, the mid-2000s to, like, now. Like, well, not even now, because I think once people got that money, like, that facade was lifted. But In the tail end of the 2000s, it seemed like a lot of people was like clicking up. A lot of people was cool. It was more camaraderie in music. Like Young Money was cool with Maybach music, so on and so forth. Like it wasn't beef between cliques. Good music was cool with everybody. But then it seemed like once everybody got established and True Colors started coming out, now you see Rick Ross got his issues.
You know what? You on
to
something with that. You on to something with that.
And that's from Paperwork, because of course you're not. Well, it's been stated. It's alleged. I don't know, because I was never on Birdman's payroll. But they, you know, they say he don't take care of his people. What? I mean, I'm not gonna slander him.
Right.
I'm just telling you what I heard. So you know, that brings me to this, like, this question: Is it necessary to dismantle or disrupt like somebody's career in order to make it in hip hop? Because that's essentially what hip-hop was built off of, the competitive, like, spirit.
Yeah.
But now, you don't necessarily have to. Like, Chance the Rapper, who's he beefing with?
Nobody. Nada. Chance, man. Shout out Chance, man. Because that's
Chano.
You just made a good point. Because Chance is, he don't got to do that. And I like an artist who ain't got to do that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's a lot. I feel like if somebody came at Chance, I almost feel like he wouldn't even engage in it.
Yeah.
Depending on the level that they come at him on.
The one thing about hip-hop, it's so weird because it's like it initially was encouraged. And in some aspects, it still is. Like with the whole like Drake and Pusha T beef. Like because hip-hop was built off that competitive nature, you know, Drake tried to take the new wave approach where it's like, oh, I'm bigger than you. I have money. I have popularity. So I don't have to rap. You know what I'm saying? I'm just going to let you say whatever. Mm-hmm. But, you know, then Push came at his head with some truly disrespectful stuff.
And then it was like, oh, I can't just turn the other cheek.
Right.
Man.
The rest of the world was like, okay.
Drake got on his Malcolm X. He got on his Malcolm X shit, man.
Right. The rest of the world was like, hey, you got to scrap this man because he on some other shit right
now.
He talking about your friend got, you know, terminal illness and.
Oh, no, I wasn't laughing at that, man. I wasn't laughing at that.
You ain't supposed to. I ain't saying laugh at that.
But like what people don't understand is like that's just a part of hip hop. I mean, when it gets so serious.
When it comes to a battle, that's the thing. I hate these new rules, like to where it's like everything is so sensitive and everything is so PC, because initially that didn't exist. It was two realms you could say that didn't exist in comedy and in hip hop. Like when you listen to a comedian, they had free reign to pretty much say whatever the fuck they wanted to. Like, if you think back, a lot of Chappelle jokes was messed up. A lot of Richard Pryor jokes messed up.
Yeah.
But they wouldn't be Chappelle and Richard Pryor if they couldn't say these things. Yeah. Now we kind of put like a choker on our entertainers.
But you know what, though? I kind of think it was, because like how you said with Dave Chappelle, it's just like, if Dave Chappelle says this or Kevin Hart says some wild, raunchy stuff, it's going to be looked at like,
yeah.
But that's because I feel like it's mainstream. But when just like with Drake and Pusha T, they're mainstream. So it was just like but if it's underground stuff happen every day.
Yeah, that's
like
very
true. You know what I'm saying? And
I mean, but that's because the only reason why nobody cares when it comes to the underground, the stuff that's happening every day, is because it's not mainstream, because it's not big enough for people to care.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, and maybe not big enough to influence by the masses. You know what I'm saying? Because mainstream, the kids, the grandma, uncle, auntie, everybody gonna know. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So,
and then it's just as simple as it holding a different weight. Like something raunchy coming from Drake is gonna hold a completely different weight than something raunchy coming from, your local joker from down the street. You know what I'm saying? Because one, nobody know him, and two, he has no platform.
Well, I don't even want to say. I'm not gonna say underground. Let's just say it's tears.
Yeah, of course.
So let's just say, G Herbo and.
But no, they tried to take out G Herbo for some light stuff. So
for what?
What was it? He couldn't make his baby shower or something because he got arrested or something happened where.
Oh, okay. I know what you're talking about. We got arrested. Yeah, yeah,
a lot of people was on his neck, like, oh, you know, you should have been there and blah blah blah. But it was levels to it. It was stuff that we didn't know about.
Right. Oh, shout out to baby showers, man.
Get out of here. But, get out of here. Go.
But insider, man. But no, like I just feel like the competitive nature.
Right, man. He like.
Hey, look, the competitive nature, man.
Right. So getting back to the topic. Yeah. I feel like as it pertains to the game today, man, you could damn near say like the roles have reversed when it comes to hip hop. Because initially, well, back in the day, it was we steal sharpen steel. So, you know, we battle because we want to
get better. Right. We want to put out the best.
Right. We want to make sure like our music is the best music. Yeah. We want to make sure we got the best rhymes, right. whatever.
They was doing it for the culture, man.
Really, truly for the culture.
Come on.
You know what I'm saying? But now, you know, and that's what it was like for the men. And it was the same could be said for the women, but it's like the women didn't get the same love that the men got. So the women was more unified. Now, take the example that I gave a minute ago where I said, you know, I gave you the example between Young Money and Maybach Music. When they was at the height of their powers, it was buddy buddy. You know what I'm saying? Right. We all good.
Right.
But it wasn't until so much later that everything got separated. Now people are beefing. But back in the day with women, because they didn't get the same type of love that the guys got, you know, they didn't get the same type of notoriety. They were more unified. They were more all together versus now where it's like only one woman can be in the top spot at one time.
Right. I kind of feel like the reasoning for that is because hip hop has been, you know, looked at more as a male dominated.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Thing. Just like with.
I mean, so. If it's male dominated, then why not stay unified? Because it's male dominated.
But look, so because it's male dominated, it's only going to be maybe one to two females that's going to actually even be checked for in it. You know what I'm saying? Like by the masses, like they feel like women can't really hold up to the standard. Of that, and that's not true. It's not true.
Yeah.
But that's just how people look at it. You know what I mean? So it makes it that right. more competitive see, for the women.
See now, but why don't women, instead of coming at each other's necks, you know what I'm saying? Why not just unify and say like, no, that's not the case. Like I can be dope and you can be dope too.
Yeah.
Like a lot of people, like what kind of inspired this conversation past the birth of hip hop, you know what I'm saying? Yesterday mm-hmm. was hip hop's birthday. Past that was Nicki Minaj just released her album, Queen, right?
Right.
And that's been like, is Nicki Minaj has been a point of discussion, and not in a positive way, since Cardi B came out. And for people who are just contrarians, people who just ready to have something new and shiny, mm-hmm. they already riding with Cardi B.
Right.
Versus people
right.
who like, okay, well, Nicki is tried and true. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
She's been around in the game. You know what I'm saying? She's mm-hmm. giving us hits. So my thing is, at that point, why don't they just say it can be two of us instead of feeding into it?
The competitive nature. it goes back to the competitive nature. So, okay, look, we're looking into it as, well, why don't y'all just, y'all both good, so why don't y'all just either unify, do some features, do some songs, right. and then keep it moving. But because they looking at it like, oh, I want the top spot.
Right, they look at each other as threats, but the same could be said, going back to the example I gave you, Young Money and Maybach Music. Mm-hmm. Rick Ross could have easily said, like, oh, Lil Wayne is considered the best rapper alive. He just signed Drake.
It goes back
to... He got Nicki Minaj on the label.
That goes back to, it's more room, it's a larger lane for men in this. So they're like, oh, it's cool. Like, You got your fan base. I got my fan base. We wide open. It's wide open for us.
Right.
It's narrow for the women. So it's like, I could fit in this lane with somebody else, but I ain't going to be able to really, you know what I'm saying, really shine as bright as I want to. Or
so that's an interesting point, because that makes me wonder, is it on the fans then? Because a lot of women today say, oh, we want unity in women. And we want to see women working together, but you only support one at a time, or you only support whichever one.
And I almost think it's turned into like just a natural instinct, man. Like for the fans, like naturally, it's naturally like, oh, she's better than her. Oh no, she's better than her. Naturally, how often do you hear that?
I agree, because that happens every time a new female artist come out.
Off rip, they put them against the
whichever one,
whoever
is,
at time.
Yeah, which is ridiculous.
I mean, I don't know if it's just because it's so easy to do that with just women, because like I say, it's always two. Either I'm gonna say it's between two and three in the spotlight at the time. So with men, it's so many in abundance. It's hard to,
I guess,
keep putting them together.
I guess because you can look at women more in a vacuum, I guess. Okay, so
with a magnifying glass.
Yeah. So keeping that in mind, I know I might take some heat for this, but is it because like largely a lot of like women who are artists aren't that good? Not to say that there aren't talented women in the game, because you definitely got talented women in the game.
There are.
I'm a huge Rhapsody fan.
It's a lot of.
You know what I'm saying? I support Nicki Minaj when she came out.
And you know what's
even more
crazy? I
love Cardi B's journey.
You know what's even more crazier? When you step back and you really think about this, man, I think it was like the first or second episode when we was talking about the underground circuit, and it's a place for you in that circuit. It's so many talented women all over the world. With
just
this
the
music
ones that,
stuff, man, but they just, it's harder for them.
Think about just the ones that we know.
Right. And then what's so crazy is this.
Shout out Crimson Alchemist.
Shout out to her.
Better be watching.
But if you think about it, man, like, it's just, it's so much harder for them, man. Like, people just don't take them, it's like serious, man.
You
and it's
what?
Like, in order to like be taken serious. It's sad, but really think about this, though, man. Let's just think about this. You got to be a sex symbol.
Yep. I was getting ready to say, you know what? I retract my statement. It's not necessarily that they aren't that good. I think it's that they dull themselves down because they understand if I'm not this, like, sexual image, then I'm not going to be where I want to be.
Exactly.
Like, Dej Loaf. Shout out Dej Loaf. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, shout
you
out Dej Loaf, man.
Come on out with some music, man. We rocking with you.
Yeah, man. Shout
you
out Dej Loaf, man.
But
I just met somebody in the club, man, the other night, man. Shout out to you. To that song,
this,
too. So.
This fool, bro. But no, think about Dej Loaf. Like, when she first came out, you know what I'm saying? She was hard.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, she was hard.
Yeah, for sure.
Her image was hard, you know what I'm saying? But then as, like, it transitioned, she became more soft and more cute, and we're going to make you more sexy, and we're going to have you, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They focus more on her sex appeal and her being a woman and what she came out with.
But
initially.
What's so crazy is because I feel like what she came out with is what set her aside.
Absolutely.
And, like, really, like, made her shine, man. Like, Dej Loaf's original image was, like, original, raw, different. It was just everything to me. Like, when I first seen her, when she did the Bilal song with Richie Marciano.
Okay.
Shout out to Richie Marciano. But when she did that and I just seen her in there, man, I was like.
Didn't Richie move to Texas or something?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know, man. So. Shout out. Everything bigger in Texas, man. So, hey, man. But, so I like that image, man. But, like, you know, it just go back to, I mean, okay, look at Cardi B. We just gonna get on Cardi B. Like, Cardi B had a following off of Instagram, and people knew that she was a dancer. That was the original following that she captured, and her personality.
And she was just so honest and open.
That's what
like,
I'm saying.
People loved that,
right? So you could kind of say social media was her stepping stone. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then from there, she went to Love and Hip Hop.
Right. And
you know what I'm saying?
There.
Exactly. So, It's like, it could be argued, like, is she really talented, or do people just like her and they just support her music for her?
That's interesting. So, I mean, that makes, so the question is, now, what keeps us interested in women? Is it the actual talent, or is it all of the factors that go along with it, like sex appeal, like a likable personality?
And that's when I like to go to Young M.A. And a lot of people like to argue me with this because they say, oh, she don't count because she's a woman, but she's a man. So,
I ain't gonna
No, I'm just saying, man. I'm just saying, man. Like, that's facts, though. Like, you know what I'm saying? Shout out Young M.A. because I be the one really out here riding for you, like, when this conversation pop up.
Yeah,
but
really.
That's what I get a lot. I get, oh, she is dope, but you can't really put, it ain't fair. It's right, like putting a dude up against a girl.
They're trying you know what I'm saying? Because she a lesbian, but she got some type of unfair advantage.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what are you talking about? Like, what, she got a superpower or something?
See,
like
but
that?
This is my thing. Like, why is it unfair because she a lesbian? If she can rap, she can rap.
And she's a girl.
Right. And the funniest thing is that we'll support guys who can't rap a goddamn lick.
You feel me?
But, you know what I'm saying?
But might got an image. Right, you know what I'm saying? Right. A gimmick or something. But
right,
like
Young Thug. Like, I don't personally, I enjoy Young Thug music, but yeah. I don't think he's the most talented person on the planet. I don't think he's anything special lyrically. Yeah. But we support him because he got this flamboyant image. His music has a different sound.
Blah. And that's what today's climate is in hip hop. It's more so, man, like the gimmick is winning. Gimmicks are winning. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you got, and I'm not saying this is totally away from Young Thug. I'm not saying him, but I'm just saying, like, gimmick and your image, those are the two things that are, like, thrusting these upcoming artists to the top. You know what I'm saying? Like, Lil Pump, 6ix9ine. 6ix9ine had rainbow hair. That's what got him known. It was the hair.
Yeah.
Period. He was rapping and he had colorful rainbow hair. So people was interested. And then it went from there to social media. He's trolling. So a lot of this stuff, man, is when it comes to the women, your image, I believe, is because a woman, like the public perception of a woman is like beautiful, captivating. You know what I'm saying? Like, so they want to put that with the mainstream image. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, and that's fine. But if that be the case, then the societal ideal image of a man is masculine. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But it's been twisted.
Exactly.
And it's slowly getting twisted with Young M.A. for the woman, on the woman aspect. It's slowly getting twisted. She could break those barriers down. Young M.A. could really break those barriers down. Like, when she drops her next project.
She already making moves that people ain't ready for. Because she just, like, directed a whole porno, bro. You ain't know about that, did you? Plot twist.
Oh, dum-dum-dum, right? Hey, hold up, man.
Oh, elaborate, it popped up like, what?
Elaborate.
No, look.
Shout out Young M.A. again, man.
I don't even know how I happened across this information. I think I was on Two Dope Boys or something like that, but she actually just...
You was on what?
Two Dope Boys. TwoDopeBoys.com. They really, it's a popular blog.
Okay.
In the culture. And cool, look, cool. Look them up. But I think I was on Two Dope Boys, and they said something. They had an article about it where they was like, she signed a deal with Pornhub, and she directed an entire porno. And it was a lesbian porno. She directed it. Feel free to look that up in your leisure after the show.
Okay, that is a plot twist, boy, to the whole...
Yeah, I'm not saying she starred in it.
She directed it,
right,
for sure.
Yeah.
So
That's a move that I didn't see coming.
But yeah. So. But I mean, she getting that back. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I just feel like...
But my point in that is, like, we make excuses, you know what I'm saying, to accept different male artists. And for a lack of a better example, we accept Young Thug. You get what I'm saying? Okay. He wear a skirt. He do all this shit.
It's like you have bend the rules for the male.
Exactly. But when it comes to the women.
It's so stern.
Exactly. Man. Which I guess we could be argued that feeds into their competitiveness because they understand, okay, I have to fit this mold, or you're in the spot right now that's fitting that mold. I got to take that from you because they only going to pay attention if I'm like that. But I think Cardi B kind of breaks that rule because – if you think about it, before, of course, sex appeal was the thing, but it's like Nicki Minaj could say all of the freaky stuff she wanted to on record. Trina could say all the freaky stuff she wanted to on record. But when it came to how she actually was, she had to be a woman. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Hey, sidebar, man. I just was thinking about this because, you know, we was talking about, we got the Pornhub and all of that. Do you think
if you knock me off, if you make me forget this point for porn,
do you think
I'm a snap?
Do you think? Do you think Offset ate Cardi B ass?
Why not?
Do you think he did
Why not?
At this point in the game?
Why not?
Did he eat the booty? Hey, man. Do you think? I'm serious, bro. This is a serious question right now.
Why not? I'm serious, too. Ass eating is common in 2018.
I know, man. But it's just like, see, I've never done it and shit. So it's just like.
Hey, look.
It's just like, oh! Hey, look,
I ain't
hold
say
up.
Shit.
Dog, hold up, man. We ain't even gonna go there, man. We ain't gonna go there, but I mean, you know, I just wanna know, man. I don't know what to think, honestly. I mean, I would wanna say, I'd probably say, yeah. They living that rock star lifestyle.
Why the fuck not? I just keep saying that. He probably did a line up for ass cheeks before. Like, anything is possible.
Hey, dog.
When you're making millions of dollars and you and your significant other is at the top of the game, I don't see why you wouldn't.
So you say that's when they made little off Cardi. You know they calling the baby. Ain't they calling the baby off Cardi?
Off Cardi?
I seen it on like social media. They calling the baby off Cardi.
I didn't see that.
I mean, not like the official name.
Right. I know the baby name.
Like
Culture,
the nickname.
Right.
Yeah, they calling it. Oh, I
Culture with
that.
A K.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So, that's probably when they made a little off Cardi. He probably ate the ass, and she was just like, "Oh, take me now. take me now."
But look, man, nigga.
All right. Did you forget it?
Hold on. I got that shit. I got that.
He caught that.
So look, So what I was getting at is like, you know, we're talking about like the idea of like the ideal image of like, you know, a man and a woman in hip hop and just period, right? Mm-hmm. I feel like we could say Cardi is breaking the rules because. Like I said, Nicki Minaj could say all of the freaky stuff she wanted to on record, but when you saw her at the red carpet, you know, when you approached her, she was like, address me as a lady. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, right.
You get what I'm saying? Same thing with Trina. Same thing with all of these women.
Well, actually, I don't even want to really say Trina was like that because I've heard personal stories from older cousins and stuff like that from back in the day when 007 was popping.
Yeah.
And they said when she made her appearances here, it was like, she was like the roundaway girl. Like, it wasn't no, you ain't had the, oh, how you doing, Miss?
No. I'm saying, like, but she still commanded a certain level of respect.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Like,
yeah.
You couldn't just walk up to her and smack her ass. Oh, yeah. Like,
I mean, I feel like,
objectifier.
Yeah, if you're not a, what they call it?
What?
If you're not a woman of the night, I mean, you're going to want that respect. You know what I'm saying?
But that's what I'm saying. Like, well, no. See, that's the thing. Like, you get to today where you have an artist like Cardi B. Who say all of the freaky shit she want to, and she really acts that way. You know what I'm saying? Her antics, that is really her.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? When she
part of that comes from, she was a stripper.
I mean. So,
and I'm not all strippers are.
I was getting ready to say, explain Eve. Because Eve was a stripper.
Yeah, but see, I never heard any, I don't know how she, what she demanded and all of that. You know what I'm saying?
Eve was about her business. You so gotta think that, about it. She had her TV show, the record deal. She was on it, you know
right?
What I'm
and so that it goes back to me saying, not every stripper is going.
Yeah,
be
right,
like that,
right. But I'm saying, like, just for the sake of this conversation, she's breaking down the barriers of what a reputable woman is. Like, she still is some. Like, if that be the case, then the NBA wouldn't have like allowed her to have the commercial deal for the finals. She wouldn't be able to do the deal with Alexa, you know, the Google thing. She got so many big contracts, but she still is just as raunchy, just as flamboyant as she was when she first went into the strip club. She's who she is.
And see, that's why, like, we had me and Jen had a little light debate the other day about Cardi B and Nicki Minaj, and you know. No matter what, man, like, I'm an advocate Nicki Minaj fan. Like, I support Nicki Minaj. From day one, I've supported Nicki Minaj. There was only one moment where I felt that slipping away, and that was when her brother caught that case and
she tried to justify it.
Yeah, so, but aside from that, man, it's just like, no matter what, like, okay, yeah, I like Nicki Minaj, but if Cardi B takes off and she does more than Nicki Minaj when it's all said and done, I'm definitely going, it's facts. They on the table.
Right. I mean, see, here's my thing, like, and it's not, because when it comes to music, it's always subjective to opinion, because your taste is always going to be different from my taste, you know, so on and so forth. So I don't even look at accomplishments. I mean, and if we are going to look at accomplishments, she did go gold, you know, first day out, you know, the first day the album was out, did go platinum literally 3 months later.
But, and then that's when I asked, was it because of her ability or was it because of the theatrical antics?
I mean, but then the same could be argued for Nicki Minaj, because when she first came out, it wasn't necessarily, don't sit here and lie, man.
No, no, I'm
she definitely was antics. She, she was super antics. Yeah, had the different color wig. She was talking, had the hand on the hip, like acting crazy. Yeah. You know
but you what
I'm
know
saying?
What the
had
was?
The different, I think she was actually even crazier than Cardi B. Cardi B is just like shock value. Cardi B is like, I can't believe you saying this.
But you know what the difference was?
What?
Nicki Minaj was doing those DVDs where she was actually displaying her rapping ability, like with no beats and again, was rapping.
So I'm going to take you back to a statement I made last show. Can we blame the artist for our own ignorance? Because if you go back and you do your homework, Nicki Minaj, not Nicki Minaj, Cardi B actually released like three
projects
prior to.
Yeah, mixtapes.
To where she was actually like, it was actually more raw than what she putting out now. And a lot of, I'm not a staunch fan. I'm not sitting here trying to make that, make the case for Cardi B. Because I personally don't feel, I said this yesterday multiple times. I don't feel like neither one is that lyrically sweet.
Right.
I'm not going to listen to Cardi B or Nicki Minaj expecting something super lyrical. If I'm listening to that music, I'm probably looking for entertainment. Right. And if I'm looking for entertainment, the more entertaining of the two to me is Cardi B.
But let me ask you this, though. Is Cardi B, honestly, is Cardi B more entertaining in her music or is she more entertaining out of the music?
Both. Both. Completely.
So she's more entertaining than Nicki Minaj within the music.
To me, yes, because I feel like Nicki Minaj take herself too seriously.
No, but what I'm saying is
Let me explain my point. This is what I mean. Cardi, I think, understands I'm not a top tier lyricist. I'm not here to be a top tier lyricist.
Yeah.
So that's why, like, she can make a song like, you know, I'm what's the record with Chance the Rapper? My Best Life. I'm living my best life. Something like, yeah, I'm living my best life. Yeah. So,
All I know is Lil Duval, man, living my best
life. Well, okay, so she got a track, and it's a big record. Mm-hmm. So she got a track with Chance the Rapper.
Oh, no, I do know what you're talking about. My bad.
And on the song, like, one of the opening lines is like, I be like a Little Caesar's pizza, I be hot and ready or something. Like, I don't think she wrote that and was like, this is going to be cold.
Right.
She probably wrote that like, I'm
going to just say,
it's entertaining. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I be hot and ready. Like,
and that's almost kind of like.
Versus Nicki, she thinks she's sweet. So it's like when you rapping, it's like you rapping with all of this. You rapping like.
But she is, though.
To me, she not. That's
so, all right, look, let me ask you this right now, bro. What was the last Nicki Minaj project you listened to? And what don't you. It's two questions in one.
Her last album, which was actually her best album.
And what don't you feel is sweet? Is it because you want to compare her to the ability of a man in the game?
No.
Or
because
what is it so sweet about?
Bro, because we know females that are just as lyrical, if not better, than guys. Like Chardonnay would wash a guy.
Yeah, but I'm just saying. I'm just saying, though, is that. Just because you know someone's better.
So it don't have nothing to do with sex.
But just because you know someone's better. Like, there's somebody in the world better than LeBron James. But are we still not going to say that she's good?
I'm not saying. Listen, I'm saying I personally don't think she's good. You could feel that way, and the rest of the world could feel that way.
No, I just want to. And that's why the question was, what was the last project? And what don't you feel? Pinpoint exactly what's not, like, is it her?
I never, so I personally, from day one, since 08, 09, even before then, let's say 07, because I was on her beat when she was on the mixtape scene.
Yeah.
Like, I said even then, she all right. She ain't sweet. She ain't cold. Like, oh my God. I got to hear her music.
Right.
But she okay.
Right.
Then, when it came to.
All right, well, see, I'm getting, what I was getting from you is like, she don't have no ability.
No, I always said she's just, I've never felt that she was that good. Like, yeah, people talk about her like, Nicki Minaj is like the best female rapper. Cool. Like, nah, no, she not.
But I feel like,
in my opinion,
out on the circuit, on the mainstream circuit,
this Lockout, is, okay, Lockout. So wait, so let me give you my argument for
well,
that.
See, I need to hear Rhapsody too, because like you said you like Rhapsody.
Rhapsody lyrically will wash her.
I need to hear her.
Wash both of them, bro. Yeah. Abuse them.
Now, look, I'm going on record. You know how I am about Nicki Minaj. So if I hear Rhapsody and she is better, I'm gonna say she's better, but I like Nicki Minaj better.
Yeah, you can. That's the thing with hip hop. And that's the thing actually with music in general. It's always gonna be subjective to opinion. Mm-hmm. It's always gonna be based off what you like. But when it comes to the actual technical
facts,
right? When it comes to the actual technical standpoint of who's lyrically better, Rhapsody whooping their ass, no question.
How many projects does she got out?
I'm not going to go on record saying I know for sure, but I checked out her last two. It was strong. All
right.
Her last album for sure is strong. It got nominated for a Grammy and everything, but just because she not big on mainstream, people don't know it. Is Childish Gambino, people didn't know because the internet got nominated for a Grammy, but they know Redbone.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So Rhapsody, I heard of her a minute ago, but where is she from?
She signed to Jam Law, which is Ninth Wonder. You know who the producer? Legendary producer Ninth Wonder. That's his label.
Okay.
Yeah. So she signed to him. She made her bones in the game. She got.
Yeah, because
she got people behind her.
Yeah, I'm familiar with her name.
It's just she's not as big as these mainstream women, mainly because she won't sell herself.
I was gonna say, what's her image?
Her image is I'm a rapper. I'm cold as hell at what I do.
Okay. And that's what it is.
It gets back to sex sales. Sex sales, and she's not a gimmicky person. I don't have this cartoonish personality like Cardi B on social media. You know what I'm saying? And I don't carry myself like Nicki Minaj, I'm the queen, I'm lording over y'all.
And see, that's the thing though, entertainment. See, you gotta understand, this is the entertainment business.
Yeah.
So with that being said, you have to understand that, okay, I want to get into this. I love doing this, but I also have to become an entertainer.
To be willing to compromise on some level.
You see what I'm saying? Which is what propelled Chris Brown right past all of those other R&B singers. He was entertaining to the people. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You got to entertain. So,
Get me wrong. That don't take away from Chris Brown was the fact that he was just so multifaceted because...
entertaining.
Yeah, because you could argue Trey Songz is entertaining, but he don't have that same performance game that Chris do. He don't have
that. And that's
that,
the thing.
Right, and he don't have that. And that's the thing. His talents, he's so multifaceted with it. He can dance, he can sing, he can rap. Switch up genres. He's an artist. Exactly.
So that's capturing a whole nother.
Exactly. Versus being a one-trick pony where it's I'm going to. Yeah, right. And that's what it gets to. I think we worked our way to it. When it comes to women, unfortunately, you have to have another layer to you because just being a rapper isn't good enough.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Kendrick Lamar can get away with being Kendrick Lamar. He's just stepping into acting.
Because the man, I told you, the lane is so wide.
Yeah.
It was built off of men.
Same thing with J. Cole, Big Sean.
Yeah, you have more options. You can be a one-trick pony male in this game. You really can, but you got to be the best at that in order for it to sustain longevity.
Yeah.
But, when it comes to the women, man, I just feel like it's something that we can't change, man. It's just something that you can't change. Mainstream-wise, the sex is going to sell.
I think we can. It's just a matter of changing the image because initially it was thought that a producer rapper, wouldn't sell. But here we are with Kanye West. Here we are with J. Cole. Here we are with Travis Scott. They didn't want to sign producers. They was like, you just. I'm pretty sure you know the story of Kanye West. He worked hard to get a deal.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because they was like, you just a producer.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then. Fast forward, you just a rapper, you just a producer, so they don't want to mess with them in fashion.
You're gonna have your rare cases. You know what I'm saying? Where you can just stick to your guns and do that. But for the most part, man,
Lauryn Hill, she stuck to her guns.
And that was another time. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Now social media is such a like a crutch, and it's just like it's kind of like a handicap. You know what I'm saying? To the game,
it's the greatest tool and the worst tool at the same time. Mm-hmm. Because it's great for promotion, it's great for reaching the masses and millions.
Entrepreneurship.
Exactly. But then on the flip side, you have to stick to those stipulations. You know, what's popping, what's hot right now. Otherwise, if you're trying to be one of those outliers, it's going to be very hard for you.
Right.
Because, like, think about, are you familiar with Jid? We kind of digressing here, but Jid, he signed to J. Cole Dreamville label.
His name sounds familiar, but I don't know nothing about him. It just his name sounds like.
Had he come out like around the time Kendrick Cole, Big Sean, all them, like he's a rapper's rapper. He can rap his ass off. But he came out in the social media age where it's all about clickbait and clickbait behavior and you know how many antics like 6ix9ine. We was talking about him. 6ix9ine. I gave 6ix9ine a chance yesterday. Mm-hmm. I listened to like 3 or 4 of his songs, mm-hmm. and I was like, this motherfucker is terrible.
Yeah.
All the way through.
Because the thing is, man, 6ix9ine, I give him his credit, man. Like, he took advantage of what's currently dominating. The internet, trolling, theatrical antics, he took advantage of that. You know what I'm saying? That's just what he did.
Right.
That's what he does. So it's like, he's not saying, oh, I'm the best rapper. He's saying I'm the hottest.
Okay, so he is a product of new rules, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so why can't the rules change to accommodate more females?
It should.
I mean, I think it can. Like, I really think it can. It because, like I said, a producer rapper was frowned upon initially. It was like, oh, you either you doing one or the other. You know what I'm saying? It ain't no we don't mess with that. But
Kanye was at the door like.
Right.
And he's like, get back to making them beats, nigga.
Yeah, Kanye said he actually, and you know, Jesus Walk sold like 5 million records or something. Like at that time. I'm pretty sure sold more by now, of course.
Pushing the envelope.
Bro. But listen, right. It all falls down. Like, the content that he was creating at that time, it was no, hip-hop was about masculinity. How hard are you? But he came out vulnerable. He came out talking about God, why,
man,
all this stuff.
Kanye, like, look at where he's at, man.
It's sad,
like,
really.
We got to do a sidebar, man.
Nah.
We got to do a quick sidebar, man. Like, Kanye.
Don't do it, man. That's another topic.
I'm gonna just touch on it real quick, bro. Look,
a whole nother show.
Look, man. Look, I'm gonna say this, and we are gonna wrap this up real quick. Look, I can't sit back and just see like people, man, who was riding for you just walking away. This everybody.
But you know what, man? That's their fault.
Kanye need help, bro. He's in a sunken place. Man, it's a joke, but he's in a sunken place, bro.
But I feel like it's their fault. It's purely their fault. Because this is what happens when you let, and this is, I'm gonna give you my perspective on it, and then we're gonna move on. Because we could talk about Kanye forever, bro.
But I just, we got to touch on it a little bit.
Yeah, man. The thing about Kanye is, the thing about Kanye and the people that support him is this. This is what happens when you let celebrities speak for you. You understand?
Yeah.
Like, I'm never going to let a celebrity speak for me. Never.
Meaning,
you can't be the person that I choose to be my leader. Like, and that's what a lot of people did. They listened to the content and his music, and they said, because you make dope music, you the guy to follow. You pushing the culture forward.
Okay, right.
So now he jumps off a cliff head first, and now y'all like, oh, shit, I can't support Kanye.
Yeah.
But this is what happens when you put all of your faith in somebody who's supposed to be an entertainer.
Right. And see, my whole thing is this, though. My only thing with the whole Kanye situation is, and I hate that this is past Kanye. This with anything or anybody. This could be in regular life. When you see your people going through something, quit just like being so quick to just run away from it and, oh, throw the cover over it and say, oh, he'll figure it out. He need help, man.
Oh, yeah. No doubt.
It's more serious than what y'all just see. You know what I'm saying? As soon as something tragic happens.
But here's the thing. It's not on us to get Kanye help. I can't send Kanye to wherever
It's not on us. But it is on us to not make it worse. Don't add on to it. You see what I'm saying? Don't egg it on.
I'm sorry, but this is kind of what you sign up for when you choose that is to be what you sign a celebrity. Up.
That is that
when
is.
You choose to be loved and adored by millions of people,
you got
to
take everything.
The, right. On the flip side, you got to take everything bad.
Yeah.
The other million who don't like you.
Right.
The other million who is waiting for you to fall in their trap.
Right. See, that's the thing. But see, I look at it like the people who love, the same people who loved him, just want to switch up. Not see, because they're not thinking as deep into it as we are. That we understand that it's a deeper problem going on, but they look at it as like, oh no, he said this and that's it. You gotta understand that he
when
was
that man went on TMZ and said he got liposuction because he was insecure because he was scared of what the public would say. That's when I knew like he was too far gone. I was like, listen. It's not on. He's a person who really has sold himself to the public. His every movement is hinged on what people think.
That's why it's so hard for me to like grasp. Like, when did this happen?
When his mom died, everything changed. He says that.
If you think about it, even when his mom died, he went away for a little minute on a little hiatus, and when he came back, he was still Kanye.
Nah, not really. Because if you go back and you think about it, that's when he started doing more experimentation. And that's when he got into art more. He was always in the art, but that's when he got into it more and it started reflecting more in his music. Like, My Dark Twisted Fantasy was all about maximalism. And Yeezus was all about minimalism.
And that's, and but see, my thing is, that's cool.
Right.
That's cool. You was being creative.
Right, but I'm talking if you go back and this, you listen to the content, even on those records, you could tell like he was changing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And this is just the change that we ended up with. But we gave Kanye about 10 minutes.
Yeah, so we're going to get back to these women, man, because I feel like they deserve a valid and a strong spot in hip hop because we go back MC Lyte. We go back Queen Latifah.
Yeah,
we go back to Roxanne. These people, these women,
Roxanne,
were Foxy Brown, Lil' Kim.
Let's get past that last name. That's when the game changed, I think.
Lil' Kim.
Because like you back in the day, it was a unified front, and it was like women. Like we said, they didn't get the same attention that the males got, but it wasn't like you gotta be this sex symbol.
Yeah, right.
You could be a dope artist.
It's over. You right.
Yeah, you man. Right. And then she came in the game, bro. And she was like, I'm selling pussy.
So, Lil' Kim, tis. But you did a damn good job.
She changed
but
the game.
Tis. Because before then, that wasn't pressed and pushed on the upcoming female artists. You hit it on the head. It just wasn't. You did such a damn good job at it. We can't turn back now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm
saying? You know what? Let's think about, what is it, the record. Who's on that record with Jay-Z? Is it Foxy?
It's Foxy.
Woman like the one I got.
Yeah, that's Foxy.
That's Foxy?
Yeah.
Think about the hook. The hook was sexual, but the bars?
Yeah.
Foxy got busy.
LeBar, yeah, she
Foxy
did.
Foxy got busy.
She did. And I mean, she had a regular, it was like a regular, what you would see, what you would think of a woman. It wasn't too raunchy and too, you know what I'm saying? It was.
Fun fact, she was like 16 when she did that record. Fun fact.
What happened to Foxy, man?
Jill? Life?
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
No.
Yeah, no, she did do a little stint.
Oh, I thought you just said Foxy had life.
No.
I thought she took an L.
I thought she took an L, dog.
I said, what?
No.
Foxy.
No.
Come on, man.
No, I'm saying she just life happened to her, you know?
Shoot, Foxy Orange.
And then time changed. Like, the people who was interested in her aren't the people who are checking for music now. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Of course.
Exactly. Like if I go get any person in our age brackets iPod from right now, nine times out of 10 they don't have Foxy Brown.
No.
So it's not, you know what I'm saying?
That's crazy.
Her time came and went, you know.
That brings me to a point, man. Like, I just want to know, like, Jay-Z, this is another sidebar. Why do you think Jay-Z has been able to sustain his position in hip hop?
Because he always remained Jay, but then at the same time, Jay adapted with the times. Like his message, like his ability to rap never changed.
Right.
But his image always changed. Like it updated with the times.
Image,
like,
production?
Image and production. Because it's Magna Carta, Holy Grail.
He know how to, he keeps his ear to the streets,
now.
Man.
Mine is now. Because now he's getting to the point of his career.
Yeah, it's like, I don't have to.
Right, I'm old man Jay.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You coming to me for.
I'm giving y'all the
those
game.
Jewels. Yeah.
Right, I'm the godfather of this shit.
But I just love that, man. I love, and then another person I feel who's done a great job of that, and people don't even bring him up just because in his eyes he's still young, and he is because he started so early, Lil Wayne. Lil Wayne has been able to, think about it, Lil Wayne has evolved with the times. Like, he hasn't fell off, like, until recently when he couldn't.
Yeah,
music,
but
you
I
know
think,
what I'm
I don't know, man. I think with Wayne... That's a more interesting one because Wayne, I think, adapted. I don't know how to really phrase that.
You know what he did? What was genius?
This is
by staying in tune with the streets and like current mixtapes.
Yeah, but
he was going to the songs that was popping at those times.
Right, but this is my thing. Like Jay-Z, I mean, the difference is Jay-Z adapted to the wave, to whatever wave hip hop changed to. Right. Like, when it became, like, in the 90s, like, mid-90s to, like, late 90s, it was, like, mafioso raps. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, the first album, he got the, you know what I'm saying, the hat down with the scarf on, like, some Godfather type shit. Mm-hmm. And then you get to, like, by the time you get to, like, the early 2000s, with Dirt Off Your Shoulder, he wearing a do-rag with the baggy jeans, the button up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So he adjusted with the times versus, like, Lil Wayne. It was a stark difference when he made his change because he went from like this Holly Grove gangster, you know what I'm saying, to, oh, I skateboard.
No.
You know
that,
what I'm saying?
That it didn't happen like that. It happened more so like.
Well, a lot of people feel that's how it went.
But that's because the only reason why. Because
look at the difference between, let's just say, Dedication 3 and 4.
From 3 to 4. The only reason why they feel like that is because it was such a drastic switch up.
Right.
And rapper to, but
what
I'm saying
what I'm
is
saying, like in order to.
But what I'm saying is this though. He started, right? Hot Boys, boom. Then he, if you can look it up right now. All of his different images and content, what he's rapping about and the beats and the production, he adapted.
Yeah, no.
And then he hit the skateboard stuff.
No, he always progressed, but I'm saying that's why like it was such a hard thing for people, like you just said,
to accept.
Right, when he switched up because it was like for so long you adapted, but your image was your message and your style was constant, but you just updated. And now you just on some completely different shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right. But I feel like, and it's just me, like people like to kind of like base an artist's ability on personal preference, but you can't do that because if it's good, it's good. It might not be the content that you want to hear, but if it's good, it's good.
Yeah, I mean, good music is good music, but I do think there's something to be said where we have to uphold standards because. You are expected to uphold, like you said on episode what one or two, is like we said there's no gatekeepers in hip hop, and you said like I can't go and do country music and say oh well I do country music but I want to rap it,
right.
Versus like hip hop will quickly accept the Post Malone, what I'm saying?
But see so, it's the difference with Lil Wayne because Lil Wayne, what I believe, I don't know if this is true, I believe Lil Wayne just was like, bruh, I took over this shit. What more can I do?
Yeah.
I'm going to go get some more international money.
And I would agree. You know what I'm saying? You know me. I don't know. I'm a huge Wayne fan. Like, anybody who know me personally know, like, dog, like, had you caught me like 08, we could have got into a scrap over Wayne. Bro. Like, straight up. You know what I'm saying? Like, real talk.
Facts,
dog. Don't you come in here talking
facts,
that. Dog. I was in, like, eighth grade. I would have done
facts, bro. I swear. Because, look, Lil Wayne, man, that's the artist, like, I'm gonna say for me, okay, I'm 24. For me, Lil Wayne was my Jay-Z. Period. Now, I've always known who Jay-Z was and the weight that he held, but Lil Wayne was my personal Jay-Z.
Are you saying that in terms of lyrical ability?
Lyrical ability, consistency, image, everything. Lil Wayne, in my opinion, he started the whole tattoos everywhere thing. You know what I'm saying? This mixtape thing that everyone speaks about. Lil Wayne took over that. You see what I'm saying?
I'll give you that.
He made everything.
My only disagreement in, like, I can't say Lil Wayne was my Jay is because I look at Jay for completely different reasons than I do Lil Wayne. Like, I say Lil Wayne. Yeah,
but see, and that's where the opinion comes right. in to play.
Well, no, I mean, it's just not because the reasons I look at him for is fact. Jay-Z is more business savvy. Jay-Z has opened more doors, you know what I'm saying?
No, but what I'm saying, like, is opinion-wise is like, okay, yeah, hell yeah.
Right.
Business-wise, I'm going to look at Jay-Z.
Right. Now,
I'm talking about music.
Right, and now musically, like I said, I'm a Wayne fan, so I'm mm-hmm. not arguing against you.
Right.
I will say Wayne is the godfather of this tape scene. Like, mm-hmm. to where, and honestly, other than Gucci and Currency, I don't think nobody done did it the way Wayne done did it. Because Wayne put out tape after tape after tape after feature after feature after feature. Boy, it was crazy.
Do you remember it?
Remember at one point in time, they came out, I think, I don't know what magazine it was, but they came out with, like, the top 100 Lil Wayne songs of, like, 07. Top 100.
100.
100. And you know what's crazy? You know what's crazy?
What?
That wasn't even an album year. He didn't put out an album in 07.
See? And my whole thing. And then look at this, though. Let's not forget this. If you go back to that list, I bet you all of those songs was bangers.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, all of those songs,
that's what I
bro.
Mean. Like, nobody done tore the mixtape game up like him other than, like, Currency and Gucci.
Gucci, man.
Like, because those are two people you mm-hmm. could count on, like, for consistent good music.
Yeah.
Like, and they going to drop tape after tape. Like, I think Currency dropped, like,
yeah.
11 or 12, like, last year.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, Gucci done slowed down, you know, but.
Damn, was that accidental or purposely?
That was accidental.
Or was that, like, a
one time for Gucci Mane.
A middle marker. But nah, like, I don't know, man. Like, I just feel like Lil Wayne, man, like you say, man, like, back in, like, 6th, 7th, 8th middle school days, boy, I remember going to football games, man, on the bus. That's all everybody was listening to on the MP3 players. And that's when MP3 players and iPods first came out. That's all that you wanted
yeah,
on there.
Yeah.
That's all. You yeah. know what I'm saying? So, you know, shout out to Lil Wayne, man. We had to throw that in there. But so let's just get to this, man. Do you feel like the competitive nature of hip hop? Do you feel like upcoming female artists need to knock the other one out the way? Or do you think, you know, we could be competitive, but we both can't ride this lane?
My last take on it is I think that it's up to the fans. Because so long as, like, the system stays consistent and mm-hmm. being how it is, where it's like, okay, we pitting one against the other,
right?
Then it's always going to be that way. Like, so, right, so women who coming up in it going to understand it's going to be that way. I have to take whoever's spot is hot right now. Right.
I agree. I'm going to say the same shit.
But if women, I really see, and this is the fun thing about, like, this time where everything is so PC and everything is so, mm-hmm. so you got all these different, like, activist group and saying, like, what they want.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, it's as simple as making that shit happen.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, you got, you know, so many different women who say, oh, I want to see more women in hip hop. I want to see more women in this male dominated genre. All right, well, buy that shit.
Right.
And accept more than one at one time.
Yeah, right.
You know what
right,
I'm saying? Right, so it, right. and it's just that simple.
It's just that simple. Did you check out, did you get a chance to check out Queen? Nicki's new?
No. No.
Check that out today, man.
Is it worth it?
Yes.
It's worth it?
Yes. Yes, bro. And listen. I ain't just saying that. I'm not just saying that because you know me, bro. You know me, bro. If I'm supporting something and it's trash, I'm going
to
tell you.
Listen. This is how I feel when it comes to Nicki and her. And this is why I always said, I personally, this is my take on Nicki, like, mm-hmm. before we get out of here. I feel like she was only as big as she was because it was nobody else there. Nobody else there. Like, she consistently won, like, the best women in the world or the best female hip-hop artist award because there was no other hip-hop artist, there was no other female hip-hop artist that was as big and as interesting.
Yeah.
When it comes to 2018, I think everything has changed. If you want to listen to a woman with lyrics, You're not going to immediately go to Nicki because you got women who are known that have bars, like Rhapsody. If I want to listen to a woman for bars, I'm going to go for Rhapsody. If I want to listen to a woman that's entertaining, then I'm going to listen to Cardi. And that's why it's so hard, I think, personally, for Nicki right now, because you in that middle ground where you was never really lyrically that cold, and you got off on your your entertainment value, but now you got people that's even more entertaining.
I honestly feel like Nicki definitely has the ability to get down with the bars. I feel like she came up with Lil Wayne and Young Money, and they explained to her the formula. You have to dumb shit down for people. So I don't want people to get it twisted and think that she cannot do
you know
this.
What? I say this. I retract that. No, you know what? I don't, because I didn't like that Chirac. It was straight. What's his name did a better rendition of it? Dreezy.
Okay.
That's another female who had to change her image, because Dreezy came out spitting.
Mm-hmm.
But now she Dreezy. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, so I'm going to agree with what you said, how it's basically on the public. Because as long as we keep doing this, these artists are going to, I mean, this is how they feed their family. Yeah. Like, so they going to
it's like, if this is what sells, yeah, this is what y'all
what I'm
want.
Saying? Right, that's what I'm going to give to y'all. So I'm going to say that Nicki Minaj is, this is all opinionated. This is my opinion. She's the best right now. That's out, like, mainstream. I'm not going to say the best, because like I say, it's a thousand, maybe even a million other rappers that's way better than Nicki Minaj,
right,
just like his people better than LeBron James. But she is currently, in my opinion. Now, like I told you the other day, when it's all said and done, if Cardi B has a more meaningful and extensive catalog, I will be more than willing to say, you know what?
My only thing is, like, I hate that we got to wait till the people is dead to give them
No, not
flowers.
Dead. Not dead.
No, not
oh, you talking
actually
about,
dead.
You talking about when
but
it's over?
It's like, when it's all said and done, that's when we give them their flowers.
Not
that's
even,
my thing.
I don't even want
to
say our soul.
Because it's like, this is my, like, so when it comes to that, like, mm-hmm. if you're saying, you keep saying, like, if it's when it's all said and done,
mm-hmm.
I'm looking at the now, and I'm looking at how you got to here. You get what I'm saying? So it's like, the way Cardi got here is a storybook. Like, it's unbelievable, because everybody, it was largely believed for the last couple years. Well, you already know how people look at strippers up until recent, yeah. up until the last couple years.
Yeah.
So that's one. And then two, Love and Hip Hop is usually looked at as a career graveyard.
Yeah.
When you go there, that means your shit done.
Yeah.
Like Scrappy, we didn't expect anything else.
But
we expected
thing.
Entertainment every whenever Love and Hip Hop come on.
But the thing is.
Same thing with Young Jock.
The thing is, bro.
So. When it comes to the sales, like, beyond her storybook career so far, like, you know what I'm saying?
I'm not going to call it that.
I think so, bro.
Just
like,
it, I'm going
to
tell you
you a young girl from the Bronx. You come up dead poor to the point where you got to strip to make some money. Then you come up off of stripping. You this positive person on Instagram. Interesting
that
person
is
on Instagram.
Social media.
Let me finish. Right. But that's the story that everybody wants. Everybody want to come
right
up
now,
out of poverty.
Currently.
I mean, even before now, everybody, that's the story everybody wanted. I want to come up out of poverty and become loved by millions and then become successful at what I do,
yeah.
which is exactly what
but
she did.
I'm going to say storybook is Nicki Minaj's.
How?
Because she was a rapper.
How? Sway?
She was a rapper who was doing DVDs and got founded by the hottest, maybe even to some people, the greatest
but
rapper.
But that's a rapper's.
She didn't strip.
That's a rapper's
she didn't
journey.
Do porn.
Like,
she
that's
didn't
expected.
Do none of that.
That's what you're supposed to do as a rapper.
No, but what I'm saying is storybook. When you say storybook,
the way her shit
people,
unfolded is unbelievable. You went from the club to where people usually shit on women
to an
entire show.
That's not storybook. That's you could almost say
luck of the draw. Bet.
Storybook, you think of Cinderella.
Say. I feel you, bet. I feel
you think of good positive shit.
Bet.
A stripper coming up from the mud, that ain't good and that ain't positive.
Man. All right.
But keep going. Keep going.
I got you.
What's your point?
I hear you. I got you on that. All right. Because I don't know where the hell, like, we just going to have to agree to disagree on that one, bro. Because,
this is just my opinion.
Even beyond that, like, if you want to talk about sales, like, Nick, like, she went gold her first day. Bodak Yellow, good. Right. She got a single that to go number one from being a loving hip hop person.
Which is
and
good.
Nobody gives a damn about loving hip hop. Like I just said,
right, right,
when you
right.
think about loving hip hop, that's a career graveyard. That's where people yeah. go to be over with. But instead, you rose from the ashes.
Right.
To back to back number ones to you come out with an album, your album go gold the day it come out and then go platinum exactly 3 months to the day later. Versus Nicki, if we go back to her first album, her shit did not go gold the first day and it took a little bit longer to go platinum. So if we talking about sales, she got her beating sales.
But I'm going to just tell you, I'm going
to
tell you why.
When it comes to the first album, because obviously Nicki got a longer body of work, so it's not the the same measurement. Yeah.
I'm going to just tell you why, man. Cardi B had a following before Love and Hip Hop, a large following on social media, very large. Her personality was outgoing and she said whatever she wanted to say. So people gravitated towards that. Plus, she was a stripper, which is looked up to on social media. So she already had a following. Just let me get this across. She already had that following. When she got on Love and Hip Hop, I mean, it really didn't do nothing for her. Everybody already knew her. You know what I'm saying? She only was on Love and Hip Hop for a year. This goes on record in an interview. She said she left Love and Hip Hop after that one season that she did because she knew what you said. That's a graveyard. That's a dead end. I know I want to do music, so I got to get up out of here, which is what she did. When she stepped into music, it was like, okay, you did one season on Love and Hip Hop. All right. Whoopty fucking do. Like, it ain't that bad. You know what I'm saying? We still love you for you. So it wasn't like she did some magnificent shit. But it was like she already had a following. People liked her for her. And that's why her album did numbers. Because people liked her for her.
Okay, so if that's your argument, then I could counter that by saying, well, Nicki didn't do none of that. So why didn't she have, like, a bigger sale?
She didn't have a social media presence.
Social media wasn't shit when Nicki came out.
That's what I'm saying. So she did what she did without that.
Okay.
I can see that. That's my point that I'm trying to make.
But I'm saying if she's so cold, if she's so this, she's so that, then why wasn't she able to do the same type of numbers and the same type of shit when she came
because
first?
Because social media, out. That's why you say social media is a gift and a curse. Social media did a great helping hand for Cardi B. Let's think about it, man. If Cardi B hopped on some with her ability, some smack DVDs, how big is he gonna get, man? Without her personality.
I get you that.
I'm just saying,
because there's so many different factors that go into it. We could talk about this at length.
Saying Cardi is trash.
No,
this is not
I get what you're saying.
I'm just saying it takes a little bit more time.
You said she got there based off of actual skill.
Mm-hmm.
And Cardi, while she may have some skill, she may have some talent,
social media
played a big part in it because people got to, you know, become accustomed to her personality.
That's what I'm saying. And I'm not saying that she won't get to a Nicki level or maybe even surpass her. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying it takes a little bit more time for me to sit here and say
that. And I never see, that's the thing. I've never been the person who's pitting one against the other. My thing is I
don't like that.
What?
Putting them up against
hate that shit. I hate and really the ones you get it from is super Nicki fans because they just can't accept that.
Hey, he always called me a super Nicki fan.
No, I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about I'm just talking about super fans in general. Like they'd be ready to argue
I rock with her, but a super Nicki fan? Oh, you gon' know.
Be ridiculous, dog. Like, listen, it's okay. She's your favorite artist, but understand the deficits and understand and respect what this other person is doing. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm saying? With that in mind, we about to get up out of here. We're going to keep this one short. We tried to keep it light for y'all. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. We just wanted to jump into this topic because of the birthday of hip hop. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
so,
sir.
With that being said, Debo, what you got for the people, man?
Man. I ain't got nothing, man. I'm about to finish this cup of whiskey. You know what I'm saying? Get back out here to these streets. Get the tripping out here.
On a Sunday.
Yeah, on a Sunday, man. I might head over to Bucharest and give me a shawarma. Maybe.
That don't sound bad, actually.
Sound pretty good. I know, man. Yeah. I was thinking about that. But I seen somebody eat one on live, man. I was like, I need to get one of them.
Stomach touching my back.
But
I feel like an Ethiopian child. I'm black. Am I allowed to make those kind of jokes?
Hey, man. But like, yeah, so that's all I really got, man.
For 19 cents a day, you can support me.
You know what I'm saying? Just, hey, be looking out. We got some upgrades coming to the show. You know what I'm saying? You know, keep pushing the envelope. And that's really all I got, man. Follow me on all social media at D-Trey Debo. That's all I got.
All right, man. So I ain't going to bore y'all with the same stuff that I've been telling y'all about for weeks. Just know that it's different things in works. And you can follow me on Instagram, Snapchat, at MFNGN. Follow me on Twitter at MFNGN. And, of course, remember to follow the Unwrapped Podcast for all updates on Instagram. Stay with us, man. It's been another week. Unwrapped Podcast. We out.
Peace.